Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse Talk Show. We are talking about Yawmul Quds, the Al-Quds Day. Here with us in the studio to talk about Yawmul Quds is Sheikh Muzaffar Haider from the United Kingdom. Let's go ahead and welcome him and start the talk show. Sheikh Muzaffar Haider, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse Talk Show.
Wa alaikum salam. Thanks for having me, man. Yeah, so it's Al-Quds Day again.
It's Al-Quds Day again, mashallah. We spent about, 2.5-3 weeks fasting in the holy month of Ramadan, and we have finally arrived. I believe when we release the video, we still have maybe 1 or 2 days before Yawmul Quds, which again is on the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan, something that was put forth by the esteemed Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh. And so, I don't know, we want to talk about Yawmul Quds again, so let's go ahead and start. Bismillah.
So the first thing I want to say about Yawmul Quds is that it's important.
It's very important.
I'm sure a lot of our viewers already know how important Al-Quds Day is, yes. But there's no problem if we remind ourselves.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Imam Khamenei says that the most important issue of the Muslim world in today's time is the issue of Palestine.
The most important issue.
The single most important issue. Yeah. Now, whether we understand the hikmah behind it or not is kind of irrelevant. The leader has said it, and we follow.
Right.
That's the leader today saying that, right?
Right.
In
right.
today's time. Who founded Al-Quds Day?
Yes.
Imam Khomeini.
Imam
right?
Khomeini. Yeah.
So, and this is for those people out there who, they try and show in any way possible that there's some kind of rift, that there's some kind of fitna when there isn't. Imam Khomeini said something, and it is being continued perfectly by Ayatollah Khamenei today,
yes,
right?
Yes.
It's that continuation. Why? It's the same path. It's the same path of revolution, that
right.
revolutionary spirit, that idea of resistance against the Taghut of the time, the resistance
yes.
against Yazid of the time, the resistance against Fir'aun of the time. And that's what's being continued. Today, Al-Quds Day, it's international Al-Quds Day, it is a global phenomenon.
Right.
Second point I want to make, it is a global phenomenon. Now, we have lots of viewers from places like London, from my hometown, London, and they're
right.
from your hometown, they're from the USA,
yeah.
other places too, which have prominent big Shia populations, alhamdulillah, and big Muslim populations generally, they have Quds Day processions taking place. But a lot of our viewers are from places other than the West.
Sure.
And other from other than places which have a big Muslim majority like Nigeria, like Darussalam and other places like that. They come from, I don't know, Sweden or
yeah,
some
yeah,
like
Finland.
Finland, you know, we have some brothers out there from, I don't know, Djibouti, you know.
Yeah.
Other places which don't have that presence on the field.
Sure.
Does that make
yeah.
sense?
They, yeah,
they're not,
yeah, yeah.
they don't have a visually exciting Muslim population.
Right.
You can't really see anything going on.
Right, right.
Even if you're in such a population, you need to make a big fuss.
Yes.
Be loud, be bold, be brave, even if it's just you.
And bring in other people, right? So one of the things that we like to talk about when it comes to Yawmul Quds and the International Quds Day, international meaning truly, right? Here, this is something that is a cause for humanity. It's not
yeah.
just Muslims, right? You know, get your friends involved. Get your non-Muslim friends involved. And it's interesting if you look at a lot of these demonstrations, for example, Ireland. Ireland has this Quds Day rally, International Quds Day rally, where you have a lot of non-Muslims attending these rallies.
That's actually the third point I wanted to make,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
I was talking to a sheikh the other day. It was actually Sheikh Ali.
Right.
We all know Sheikh Ali. He's been on the talk shows before as well. And he was saying that one of the things that he did in Houston and the other brothers who were working with him and others too did is they appealed to the Shia
right.
community. They said, look, Quds Day is coming up. We need to make it bigger. They weren't interested. Then they went to the Sunni community. Come on, Quds Day is coming. Palestine is very important. We need to be, united. And they weren't interested.
Right.
Unfortunately, then they went to the Christian community.
Right.
They went to the non-Muslim community.
Yes.
Those activists out there who, while they don't understand Islam, they haven't come towards the path of Islam, for whatever reason Allah hasn't guided them towards Islam, they understand that standing for Palestine is of utmost importance.
Yes.
They came thronging.
This is amazing.
When the Muslims, right, but predominantly the Muslim communities in the West, they are, you know, second generation, third generation immigrants.
Right.
Right. When they saw that, these people, these non-Muslims are coming, suddenly they came on board as well. And so the crowd really thronged. So this is a strategic idea that we need to push out there, that it's not just about the Muslims. This is a humanitarian cause.
It's a humanitarian cause, yeah.
It's been going for 70 plus years now that Palestinians have been oppressed. By the Zionist entity of Israel. But again, I want to point this out. You might be able to gain those huge crowds, but even if you can't, it's okay. Innama a'idhukum biwahida. Allah says in the Quran, I only urge you to one thing, and that is that you stand for the sake of Allah, mathna wa furada. You know, in your twos or on your own. Even if you're on your own. Yeah. Even if you have nobody else, if you're just a single couple and you're living in Antarctica, you get your wife, you get your husband, go out onto the street and hold up a banner, hold up a little flag. Social media makes it global.
Yeah.
Right? This is what the soft war is all about. So it doesn't matter how few you are, the point is that you're on the scene.
Right, and again, this is something that I think across the board, if you explain to people what's going on, and really people who do know what's going on, who are active, and they read the news, and they see what's happening, and they see who's building illegal settlements, they see who's kicking out the Palestinians, they see who's bulldozing the houses, they see, you know, who's firing bullets at the Palestinians, right? Any unbiased individual will see that this is oppression and this is tyranny and this is a whole nation, you know, that has been made homeless, right? The Gaza Strip, under this blockade, you know, that medical equipment can't get inside or medicine can't get inside or aid can't get inside or the electricity that is in the West Bank is under the Zionist regime's control. And anybody who does the research will see that this is a very one-sided conflict, and it is the Zionist regime which is, you know, causing oppression upon the Palestinians, who for the large part, until very, very recently, right? If you talk about a 70-year occupation that's happening on behalf of the Zionist regime, right? Maybe the last 1 year, you have seen some kind of actual resistance, right, by the Gaza Strip, right? For the other 69.5 years, they've been under the knee of the Zionist regime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so we need to make these kind of things, these facts and these realities made known to the people, and people will come and they will join you and they will stand for Palestine.
Absolutely, yeah, no, inshallah. Coming back to social media now, because we have a huge tool in our hands now. The very least that people can do is change their DP, for example, to Palestinian flag colors,
right,
or something in favor of Palestine. The very least people can do is, when you receive a poster or a video about in favor of Palestine and calling out the Zionist entity, share it with as many people as you can. Again, Muslims,
right,
non-Muslims,
right,
does not matter. Share it. This is really good, but it's the very least that you can do.
Sure.
If the brothers and sisters out there want to go a step further and become the soldiers of the soft war, then you need to start creating content out there.
Yes.
You need to start creating content out there. And it's not about the, replicating what other people are doing.
Right.
It's not about copying per se what Islamic Pulse is doing, although that would be great as well if people start copying it. You know, the best form of flattery is to copy. What's the
right,
saying?
Right, right, right. Something like that.
It's not about...
I mean, it's like a vlog age, right? It's
people, that's what I was getting
at. They just kind of, you know, do the camera and they do one of these things. And it's guys, like, yo, that, free Palestine, you know, exactly. Me from Sweden,
speak,
whatever.
Like, be in front of the camera. A lot of people out there, brothers and sisters, they think to themselves that I'm going to do work, but I'm not going to come in front of the camera. Why? Because I'm humble. That's not humbleness. Right. Humbleness is to look at what the cause needs and do it. Regardless of whether it gives you fame or infamy, whether it gives you, even if it puts you in danger. You know, there are lots of people, this is another thing that holds them back. I'll lose my job, this will, no, it won't.
Right.
See, again, coming back to that mentality that we've unfortunately developed, a lot of people, they'll wait and see, is that white guy, sorry to say white guy, but you know, the white guy, non-Muslim guy in the workplace, is he speaking about Palestine? If he's doing it, then I can do it.
Right.
Right? If we're living in a black country, then we'll go, is that non-Muslim doing it? Is that Christian doing it? Is that Jew doing it? Then I can do it. We constantly need this approval.
Right.
This constant need that we have. It's very needy.
Yes.
It's pathetic. Yeah. Allah is telling us to, come on, rise above that.
Rise for truth and justice. Right?
Allah is saying, have no fear of anything. Be who you were born to be.
Yes.
إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءُهُ. Allah says it is only Shaytan who makes you afraid of his allies.
Of his allies.
So don't fear them at all. You know, wipe the slate clean. Don't be afraid. This is the month of Ramadan. Allah is showing us that we have the ability to do so much more than we thought we had the ability to do.
And right, as to add to your point, if you help the cause of Allah, right? If you help Allah,
absolutely,
He will help you.
إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. Right? If you help Allah, He will certainly help you and He will make firm your feet. Right? But that, and we were talking about this. Sayed was actually talking to me about this on the roof just yesterday.
Right.
Thanks for the reminder. But you were telling me that look, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. If you help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us this, right?
Yes.
Allah. No, this isn't me promising you guys. This isn't Sayed promising you. This is Allah in the Holy Quran telling us that, look, if you help the cause of Allah, He will help you.
Right.
Right? So what's the first prerequisite? What's the prerequisite for gaining the help of Allah? If Allah helps you, فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. There is nobody who can overcome you, right? But what's the prerequisite? If you'll become something that is unstoppable.
Right.
Who understood this? Shaheed Qasim Soleimani understood this.
Right.
Who understood this? Shaheed Hujaji understood this. Who understood this? Shaheed Ibrahim Hadi understood this.
Right.
Right? The shuhada, those 72 who were with Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Karbala, they understood this. They became unstoppable. Right? They became shuhada, those who witnessed Allah. Right? Anyway, how do you gain that help of Allah?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Mm-hmm.
You need to help Him.
Yeah, exactly.
How can you help Him if you have no belief in your own ability?
Right.
Why have we lost our feeling of ability?
Right. And this Yawm al-Quds is really important. You brought up a point quite a while back, you know, about how Sheikh Ali went to the Shia community and they said no, which I think unfortunately most of the time stems from two things. One is fear that the federal agencies or somebody is going to come after us because we said free Palestine. No, man, nobody's going to come after you for saying free Palestine, you know, or for, you know, Zionism is equal to terrorism. They're not going to. Anyways, one is fear. The other one is this kind of kine, this kind of bias or this against Imam Khomeini, which is unfortunately theirs. Like, oh, this is an Imam Khomeini thing. We're not, okay. And I'm not going to discuss that aspect right now. But when we go to the Sunni Muslims, and so now this is my plea or my request from the Sunni Muslims, right? When you go to the Sunni Muslims, they kind of say the same thing. Oh, this is an Islamic Republic of Iran thing. This is an Iranian thing. This is an Imam Khomeini thing. No, man. If you look at the Muslim population of Palestine, it's over 99% Sunni.
Mm-hmm.
If this was a Shia thing, or if this was an Imam Khomeini thing, why would they put their own necks on the line for a country which is 99%+ Sunni? right? Meaning it's not a Sunni Shia thing. It's not a Shia Sunni thing. It's not a Khomeini Khamenei thing. It's not an Iran thing. It's not a, man, this is a concern about the Muslims. Mm. This deals with the honor of the Muslims. Right? And I mean, I don't have anything to, you know, in Farsi the same karnadara, meaning I don't care whether it was a Zionist individual who came and occupied the land, or it was a British individual, or it was an American individual, or it was a French individual, because in their own aspects, they did it in all different places of the world, right? Mm-hmm. The idea is that they came to somebody else's land, whether it was France in Algeria, or whether it was the Native Americans in the U.S., or whether it was the Aborigines in Australia, or whether it was the Native Americans in Canada, which, you know, they found these graves of these kids, thousands of them, they just buried them. This is a force which has invaded somebody else's land, taken over their homes. This is wrong. This is injustice. Mm-hmm. And something that we should definitely stand up for. It's not a Shia Sunni thing. It's like we said in the beginning of the
program. It's not even a Muslim Christian thing.
It's not even a Muslim Christian thing.
Jewish
it's
thing,
a,
right?
It's a humanity. I actually did some research. You brought up the word Jewish. I did some research, and you will find that a vast majority of Jewish rabbis. Now, Jewish rabbis meaning, you know, they're the religious scholars of Judaism, right? Going back into the centuries, it's not like 10, 20, no, centuries, 1800s, where this idea of Zionism and political Zionism and this movement was starting, you will find that a large majority of Jewish rabbis are in opposition to the idea of Zionism.
Yeah, I remember seeing the research.
They keep on pointing the finger at, oh, these Muslims and Zionism and anti-Semitic. No, man, go look at the history. There are Jewish rabbis who themselves, and there are even secular Jews. So we have religious Jews who oppose Zionism. We even have secular Jews who oppose Zionism, and they oppose the state of Israel because of the crimes that they're committing in the name of Judaism. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm sorry to say, it's like a huge false flag operation. Mm-hmm. Is we're going to throw Judaism under the bus for a political movement, whereas the majority of these, right, and even Jewish people within the land of Palestine, if you go and you find, they're called Haredi Jews or Orthodox Jews. They are opposed to the state of Israel.
Yeah.
It's a humanitarian thing, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. We had the Naturi Kata in the UK as
yes.
well. Whenever we would have Quds Day rallies, they would always come and join the rallies as well. So, yeah, they definitely do exist.
I don't know, Sheikh Muzaffar Haider, I know we're kind of running towards the end of the program. I don't know if you have a few final words on this Yom Al-Quds, on International Quds Day, for our viewers out there.
If you're revolutionary, this is your day to shine. This is your day to come out of the shadows. Put yourself in front of the camera if that's what it takes. Do look at where the needs are in the society. Look at who you can reach. Sometimes we fall into the trap of trying to just get our own family members.
Right.
And because that fails, we try and convince our family members Quds Day is important, but then you get into these political debates and it turns nasty. It brings your spirit down, and then you're like, okay, what am I supposed to do? You know, and then you just give up. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Reach out, keep on speaking to other people out there. Send the message on. If you gain something, share it with others. The zakat of knowledge, according to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, is to share it. Right? So if Allah's given you some sort of knowledge, if you know something now about the reality of Palestine and the Zionists, it is your duty, to an extent, to share it with others.
Yes.
So make it your duty and your privilege and your pride to do that, inshallah. Become soldier of the soft war is the first thing. You're not just sharing other things, right? You're not just a helper. No, you are now a soldier of the soft war.
Right.
The next step is to become an officer of the soft war, which is something that Imam Khamenei has been speaking about in the past for years now, right?
Yes, yes.
He tells the youths especially, consider yourself to be an officer of the soft war. That's when you reach a higher level and you're actually strategically trying to work towards the goals of the Islamic Revolution globally, wherever you are.
Excellent. Sheikh Muzaffar Haider, we want to thank you for joining us on the program and the wonderful discussion that we had on International Quds Day. May Allah bless you and yours. And dear viewers, thank you. Do your best to strengthen this day of Al-Quds, the International Al-Quds Day, in whatever manner that you can. Pick up your game, you know, take it to the next level, and inshallah, as Imam Khamenei says, we will soon see the day when Palestine is free for all of humanity. And with that, we leave you in the care of Allah. Fi amanillah and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.